Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
Life ain't so easy being a music man. But I'm gonna do it and do it the best I can.
Cooking for Real, and I am hanging out with Cloverleaf Radio, like you are.
Alrighty, I did not realize that had like so much dead silence before, but we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon, and joining us today is actor, producer, musician, singer, HSPPA owner, prop lover, good lord, so much stuff, such a little plate, or is it a bigger plate? My old friend James Azrael is with us. How's it going, man?
What's going on, man? Long time.
Great it's to be been back. A while. What's new, my man?
Yeah. You can add co-owner of a bakery to that.
Yes. Tell us about Spooky Swirls.
Spooky Swirls, our endeavor with the HSPPA. It's a horror and sci-fi themed gluten-free bakery outside of Phoenix in Chandler, Arizona. Besides the pastries, we've got a rotating museum from the HSPPA in there, so you can go in there and see awesome props and eat some tasty, 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 delicious treats.
Now, thankfully, I don't have any allergens with gluten, but what
I don't either.
I was gonna say what I don't understand quite what it is, but a lot of people do seem to have an issue with it.
It's something to do with the flour, and I should know more about this. And I'm sorry, I'm not the expert on the gluten aspect. All I know is that the stuff is really good. When the HSPPA went down to Arizona to do Mad Monster Party in 2018, one of my curators, Chris Lowski, she's also the head of the West Coast division of HSPPA now. She and Lola Forbes came out to help me do the show, and they brought a bunch of Jason cupcakes for us.
Wow.
Little Jason themed with complete with bloody machetes that were fully edible.
Nice.
And yeah, and I was just blown away. And it was afterwards that they're like, oh, and they're gluten-free. You know, we specialize. And my experience with gluten-free has always been like cardboard. So yeah, exactly. my mind was very much blown at how good these were. And so on my drive home, you know, I started, it's 36-hour drive from Arizona to Chicago. So I had a lot of time on my hands, and I kind of just came up with the idea that, you know, I wanted a place, a permanent location for the museum, and they wanted a bakery. So, you know, we were already together with the museum. So I like to eat delicious cupcakes. It seemed perfect, you know. And then we also brought in a fourth partner, Ernesto Avina, who's also part of the HSPPA. So, yeah, it's definitely an HSPPA grouping here that's come together to form Spookies.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I was looking up on the idea, and I think it's really cool what you guys had set up with them. And, of course, I think if you're going 30-some hours from Arizona to Chicago, you're going to be eating a lot of cookies or cupcakes or a lot of sweet treats because you're going to have to keep your hand in something to keep you sane and awake during that long drive.
Well, luckily, I fly most of the time now. It's just for the turnovers. Like, we'll be doing a complete turnover of the props and wardrobes on display in mid-December. So that's something to look forward to if you're out there to see the new display. We'll do that every few months.
Yeah, and I had like 5 or 6 questions about gluten, and I guess I'm just going to have to go to the props now. Gosh, I thought you were going to be all up on the gluten.
I did buy the Gluten-Free for Dummies book. I am trying to read it. I'm trying to learn about it because I should know these things.
Well, all jokes aside, I think it's really awesome. It sounds like a great endeavor, and if the food is good, they will come.
Yes, and it is. I mean, I know I own it, so I should say that, but I mean, it really is good. It's just mind-blowing.
Well, as long as you believe in your product, I think there's no problem in promoting it because, you know, I think especially with the props, a lot of places I feel, you know, charge a ton of money and go to the museum and it's like dusty and creepy and there's like an old lady like staring at you when you try to take a picture. And I think HSPPA is really awesome because you allow people to get up close with these things and like take pictures and hold stuff and allow people to have opportunities to see really awesome movie props. Because I think especially living in a smaller town like I do, it's something you don't see every day unless you own it or you go to a museum.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
But saying that, what would you say are some of your favorite things out of your collection that you've ascertained over the years?
My favorite pieces?
Yes.
The easy one to answer is the complete wardrobe from What Dreams May Come that Robin Williams wore. It's a screen match from when he wakes up in the painting till he falls into the water. So it's a very large portion of the important part of the film, and very colorful. It's also a brilliant custom display that Tom Spina Designs did for me with a life cast of Robin on it and everything. So yeah, that's definitely one of my absolute favorites. I love the movie. I love Robin, and it just has so much meaning to it.
I'm sure it does. I can think back. I've been collecting autographs for like almost 20 years now, and when I wrote him many years back and he sent me back an autograph photo, it's still one of my prized possessions because he was such a talent that made generations laugh, and I still think back to, you know, when he left us, and it really left a hole in the comedy world.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's pretty awesome to know that he responded like that via mail.
Yeah, it really it interests me anytime that anybody is willing to send you something. And the higher up you get with the celebrity, it seems like you're more willing to get like preprints or auto pen if it's like a president or something like that. So when you can actually get like real signature and you can match it up, sort of, you're like, yep, that looks good to me. You know, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Aside from that one, you know, it's. With movies, and I think more so even than music, we have such emotional attachments to them, whether they're memories of why we see them, why we watch them, how they make us feel, all of that. So each one has a different connection, so it's really hard to like just pick, you know, what you like more than another because they make you feel different. So it's hard for me to go past Robin with that. I do have items that I truly enjoy, like the Star Wars pieces. Can I pick just one of the Star Wars pieces? I don't know. I can trace everything I've done in life to the fact that I saw Star Wars.
I think when you can own any piece of screen memorabilia, I know I agree with you. It's like you look at it, if you're watching a movie, you can like lay it over and see it in your collection, or even if like a split second. I don't think I have anything that was much on screen for more than like maybe 10 minutes, but it's still pretty cool to think about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I don't. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My Silent Hill pieces are definitely. just looking over and seeing Pyramid Head and who I got them from, you know, has added meaning to.
Yeah, that is very cool. Silent Hill, awesome. Yeah, those characters are so creepy, they're cool. I love a good Silent Hill or anything like Peter Chung, like Eon Flux. It's almost like the design in them is what makes them creepy, and then you throw something random on top, and it's like, what the French toast are we working on here? This is some weird stuff.
You know, when I first got my first pyramid, I had a guy quite a ways. I don't know if I would have the whole drive home, and it was like an hour. Probably the most tired drive. Play the game.
You broke up really bad there for like the last 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I can hear you now. I don't know. It's weird internet crap.
I was saying that when I picked up the Pyramid Head, the entire drive home, 6 hours, was in fog. And every time I looked in the rearview mirror, I would see the Pyramid Head. So if you've played the video game, you kind of get the idea of
right.
The fun in that one.
Yeah, it's always funny, like, driving down the road, just the kind of crap you'll see people have hanging out their windows or on, like, on the back of their bumpers and all sorts of stuff and license plates and their vanities. And you can have a lot of fun just driving and watching.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. When I was driving home from Phoenix last year, I got pulled over in Oklahoma. I guess my trailer had crossed the shoulder line ever so slightly. But that highway is the drug corridor of the country, and I'm driving a U-Haul truck with like Arizona plates and a trailer with Illinois plates, and so I'd been on the road at that point about 14 hours on top of it, and all I've had all day was Red Bulls. So I'm a little, you know, little Beavis going on as it is. So I knew I was getting searched or whatever was going to happen. So I just started conversation with the state trooper. You know, cause he asked what you were doing, what I was doing. Like, I run a movie prop museum. What's your favorite movie? And he actually says Resident Evil. I go, do you want to see what's in the trailer? I figured I'd just open it freely because I knew it was going to come that way. You know, we might be able to speed this up. So the first door I open is the side door because that's where the Resident Evil axe is. I don't know. Did you ever see that axe at the shows? The 10-foot axe that's covered in blood.
I don't remember it, but you have so many wonderful things. Okay. It's kind of like me figuring out one thing you have is like you figuring out your favorite.
Well, yeah, that's so the first thing I show the cop is a giant 10-foot, 150-pound bloody axe.
Oh, they love that.
And yeah, well, he his eyes lit up like a kid. And that was pretty cool. And then another cop shows up to see what's going on. So then we open up. So what you were saying with the people passing by, ever since then, I've wanted so badly to know what people thought passing by, because at one point we had the back doors of my trailer open. And are you familiar with the horror movie Jack Frost?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Jack Frost's head from the sequel. And
right.
So imagine driving by at like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. There's two squad cars pulled over, a U-Haul and a trailer. Two cops standing there on the side of the road with a guy with a giant snowman head holding up in the air outside of a trailer.
I was thinking to keep some kind of video photo diary of these trips. If you load up stuff in your car, like a ton of props, and like you have some bloody arm hanging out of your window, just like snap a pic.
Right.
You seem like me when it comes to albums on Facebook. They are continuous and frequent, so you know how to network and show off your collection. So there's a hint of knowledge for you on some other album to clutter up the lovable Facebook.
Right.
I don't think I asked this the last time, and I don't know how I didn't notice. I know we talked about your music some, but you are also an actor and a producer.
Yeah. The actor thing, I mean, I'm not really an actor. Like, I play big guy with beard. that's kind of my what I do. I do enjoy the whole process of it, and I have an ego, so you know, and I'm a performing musician, so I do like being in front of the cameras and doing that stuff. I cannot memorize lines. I cannot do that. It's really difficult, but I do enjoy it. So I don't know if I would call myself an actor, but I have acted in movies. So yeah, but
well, the reason I mentioned it because I did notice, at least according to IMDb, which is about as as truthful as National Enquirer. So it noted you were in High Fidelity, which is one of my favorites. a very hilarious John Keith action movie.
Yeah, I've yet to see myself in it. I was paid. I was there. I was on set. I'm in the double door scene. But yeah, so.
Well, what was your experience like? And then tell me how all this got into you becoming a producer.
I mean, I just did that for money, the extra parts and High Fidelity, Prison Break, and The Breakup. It extra work pays pretty well. You can make a decent dime as long as you're willing to sit around and yeah, it's a lot of hurry up and wait, long hours, but it pays pretty well. It was just something fun to do at the time. But yeah, the producing, so Daniel Emery Taylor, I did a little bit part in one of his movies. I played a big guy with beard. you know, we just clicked and just sparked a friendship and just talked. And then the HSPPA got the Swamp Thing legs from Return of Swamp Thing. And Daniel played Daryl in Return of Swamp Thing, the little redhead kid that is following Swamp Thing around trying to get pictures of him and whatnot, cause shenanigans. And it just led to things, you know, doing more together. Like he started, he wrote stuff for the HSPPA about the legs and being in it, and now he's a member of the HSPPA and everything, and one of our curators and exhibitors at shows. But in all that, he's been writing and directing for a while, and he started his own production company, Debtor Entertainment, and had this movie, It's Just a Game, and he was looking to make it and everything. He had sent me the script and wanted me to play the role of Brother Julius, who is a big guy with beard. and
you seem fit for your roles, though, James. I must tell you, you're coming in hot on those roles. Those
yeah,
beard,
yeah, you know,
definitely working.
I went full beard on that one too. I did full big beard on that one. As I read the script and things were going, I contacted him like, do you need some help? I really like this. I'd like to, you know, produce. And I first came in as an executive producer on it. And when we came into to shoot and everything, it just kind of progressed. I became a producer for it and started handling things and getting things done. Daniel is he's a creative, and with him writing and directing and he was trying to produce himself, he's just doing way too much and just needed another. So I started picking up for him, helping him on the set, doing the stuff that needed to be done. And it just, like, we clicked. We worked really well together, and in post-production, I really kind of just got the stuff that we needed done, and it, you know, now we had a phenomenal premiere last December to a sold-out audience, and we had a great Kickstarter for the Blu-rays with comic book and everything, and now we have a distribution deal that was signed last month. So iJag will hopefully be showing up around. We'll see what happens, where it goes. And yeah, so Daniel and I just get along really well. So it's become this partnership producing. And now we have a new movie that we are working on called Repulse, which iJag, It's Just a Game, was horror, paranormal horror, slasher type stuff. And that's definitely what Daniel's known for. But this Repulse is like, it's film noir. It's a mystery. The subject matter is horrific. It's about sex trafficking. And Daniel spent a lot of time like researching this, so to get these facts and stats and everything right, and to shed a light on what's happening, as he says, like Taken, 8mm, things like that, those movies that on it all take place somewhere else, and in these like Eastern Bloc nations, Middle East, all these places that, you know, most of us aren't ever going to show up at and be exposed to. However, it's happening all around us, everywhere, small cities, large cities, everything. So he's kind of looking to turn a light onto this. And it's a really intense script. There's no Liam Neeson. What was that?
Just ignore that crap. That's the unnamed British Blog Talk Radio, pre-recorded, unheard to the listeners, but very annoying to us.
Okay.
Computer BS. Just ignore her. She'll jump out a couple more times, and then she'll leave us alone.
Okay.
That just means we're getting close to being done live, and then it'll go like 15 minutes over in the archive before the before she hangs up on us rudely and just starts laughing.
Yeah. Okay. So Repulse, we're looking at a Kickstarter coming out in October. It's a phenomenal thing. Hannah Cohen-Lawler is starring in it. We also have Tamara Glynn from Halloween 5. Paul T. Taylor from Hellraiser Judgment. He played Pinhead. They're both in this this movie, and we're looking at shooting it in February. So, yeah, stay tuned for more details on that.
Yeah, Tamara Glynn's really nice. She was on the show a few years ago, and I think the story, especially, you know, you mentioning sex trafficking, as bad as it is, I think a lot of people maybe think it's in other countries, which it is, but it's also around the states and, you know, around small towns as well, like you mentioned. So it's definitely something that needs to be, you know, more light brought to it. Because it is a painful and sad epidemic that is really happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we got all that going. I feel like if I'm not doing something, I'm just going to die, you know?
Yeah, that ADHD is a bitch.
Just got to keep going, keep going, keep doing something.
Well, before we do get hung up on, what does the future hold for you? You seem to keep very busy.
HSPPA, we're still doing shows across the country. Craig Champion is my East Coast head curator. He's really taken the reins and running a bunch of shows. So we've got coming up, in fact, this weekend, Saturday, September 28th, I'm doing a show at the Elk Grove Library in Illinois. Their own little Comic-Con type thing for the community. And then in October, Craig is taking HSPPA to the New Jersey New Jersey Horror Con, I think it is. You can go on the HSPPA Facebook and find out exactly. But we go from that, we go down to Atlanta for Walker Stalker. And then at Spooky's For Halloween itself at Spooky Swirls, Tamron Glenn is going to be there. This is the 30th anniversary of Halloween 5, so we're celebrating at Spooky's with Tamara for a special in-store signing. And then November, HSPPA is doing Chicago Pop Culture Con. I believe that is right after Thanksgiving. And then December, we have a exhibit switchover at Spooky Swirls. And, yeah, so got a lot going on, and we're already booking 2020. So,
yeah, it sounds like you're keeping busy. And, you know, I know you guys got Facebook pages. Is there any other sites where people can check out HSPPA besides, like, Spooky Swirls and you know, Facebook and a website and things like that?
Yeah, just, I mean, Facebook, and type in all those things into Facebook. You can access most of it from the HSPPA page. But there is spookieswirls.com. That is a spookies with an S, and then swirls.com. Yeah, and Repulse is on Facebook. It's just a game, and the HSPPA, so, yeah.
Very cool, brother. Well, I appreciate you joining us again, and I love what you're doing with the props, and Blue and Order producing has to be maybe a little bit harder than what you're used to, but I think you are doing a great job at putting all this stuff on your plate and keeping it evenly distributed.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate being on, and always nice talking with you.
Absolutely. Always an honor, James. Have a great night. Thanks again.
You too, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Big thanks again to James Azrael. If you guys just joined us a few minutes ago, you can always check back in the archive. It should be up hopefully in about 30, 45 minutes or so. I never know. Sometimes it's an hour. Sometimes it's 20 minutes. Blog talk is funky. We're going to be back September 27th. This is actually going to be an in-person interview, so it's going to be uploaded at a later time. I'm debating whether I'm actually going to upload it to Blog Talk Radio. It may just be like an anchor-only exclusive, maybe Radio Public, something like that. Veteran CNN sports anchor Larry Smith is going to be joining us. He was with CNN from 1993 to 2009, a native of Matteson, Illinois, my hometown, and where we're going to be doing this wonderful in-person interview. So hopefully, maybe a couple hours after that, I'll try to have that on the anchor. That is this Friday, September 27th. September 30th, we welcome comedian actor Brian Holtzman. This man is a Comedy Store legend. Of course, he has also been seen on such shows and movies as My Wife and Kids, Might Have Been Sia, Pauly Shore is Dead, and Minding the Store. October 3rd, we welcome comic book writer Eric Scott Hawkins, who has authored the very cool Zombieful World of Oz, which incorporates zombies in The Wizard of Oz. You can't get any better than that. Who wouldn't love that? So it's going to be nice talking with Eric. Really nice meeting him at SoCon. And, of course, Dark History and HorrorCon coming up October 26th and 27th, 2019 at the City Center in Champaign, Illinois. Visit dhhcon.com for more info, up-to-date guest information, ticket prices, where the film festival is going to be held, who's going to be speaking, what kind of panels, where the after party is, who's playing, who's paying, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's always a good time. This will be the fifth Dark History HorrorCon I've been to 5 years in a row, so it's going to be really awesome. Brian Ward's always a great guy to hang out with. He puts on a great product, and I hope to be speaking with him on the show before that to help promote everything. Of course, you guys, be sure and check out JIANetwork.com. You can also find us on Sports Blog Talk Radio, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, Ed Gein's new line of podcasts, Podbean, and CastBox, along with YouTube, Spreaker, and numerous others, like getting closer to 20 every day. I think we're past like 15 networks now, so we're streaming crazy. We're networking Nancy's. We're networking Neil's and Nancy's, and we're just JIN. We're JIN. We're JIN. We're keeping the flow going. So we will see you guys on the 27th. Looking forward to talking to Larry Smith in person, talking a little sports, something I do not know much about, but I'll be talking to someone who is a veteran of it. We will see you guys then. Thank you, everybody, as always, for listening. And a big thanks again to my old friend James Azrael of the HSPPA. Check them out for great props from your favorite film and TV shows. Horror, comedy, what have you. This guy has got it all. Over 3,000 props. And, of course, Spooky Swirls in Arizona having some of the items. And, of course, a gluten-free bakery.